Welcome to Entrusted Hope Podcast. We're so glad that you've chosen to join our host, Dr. O'Shea Lowry, as she shares with us God's unchanging truths and life lessons He has entrusted to her along her journey.
Hey, this is Shay, and welcome to another episode of Entrusted Hope. Today, we are going to discuss a topic entitled, At Whose Altar Are You Kneeling? I just love the Apostle Paul, and I cannot wait to meet him one day when I get to heaven. He has so impacted my life, and I still enjoy reading the many passages of Scripture written by Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And so today, I want us to glean from the character traits of Paul, of his heart, of a man who kneeled at the altar of Jesus. Please take your Bibles and turn to Philippians 1, 1 through 14. Philippians chapter 1, 1 through 14. Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all. In view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now, for I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. For it is only right for me to feel this way about you all, because I have you in my heart, since both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of grace with me. For God is my witness how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. Verse 9, and this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent, in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ, having been filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Now I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, so that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the whole Patriarch and Guard and to everyone else, and that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. I want us to dive into this Philippians passage, and we are going to read and learn about a man who knelt at the altar of Jesus. We know that Paul lived his life kneeling at the altar of Christ from, number one, his introduction of himself. Look back at verse 1. It reads, Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Christ Jesus. We know, even from reading this passage, that Paul lived kneeling at the altar of Christ from how he introduced himself. He was not a self-promoter. He said, I am a bondservant of Christ Jesus. And the word bondservant means a servant or a slave. It means, one commentary noted, one who gives himself up to another's will. Those whose service is used by Christ in extending and advancing his cause among men. And we know by studying about Paul that he lived his life to advance the cause of the gospel of Christ. He was devoted to living his life for Jesus. And so we know that Paul lived his life kneeling at the altar of Christ from his introduction of himself. Number two, we know that Paul lived his life kneeling at the altar of Christ from how he addressed the brethren. In verses 1 and 2, it says, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, Paul addressed the people as saints. In doing so, he was reminding them of who they were in Christ. Secondly, he blessed them with words of hope. How he addressed the brethren truly showed that he lived his life kneeling at the altar of Christ. We know that Paul lived his life kneeling at the altar of Christ from, number three, his thankfulness for the people he served. Paul was thankful for the people that he served. He loved them. In verse 3, it says, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. He was known as a person who lived kneeling at the altar of Christ from his thankfulness for the people he served. Number four, he was known for living his life kneeling at the altar of Christ from his joy in praying for the people and in seeing them become participants of the gospel. Verses 4 and 5 says, "Always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all, in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now." He was joyful to pray for the people. He loved seeing them become participants of the gospel. Number five, we know that Paul lived his life kneeling at the altar of Christ from how he encouraged the people. I love this verse. Verse 6, he said, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus." I love being around people that are encouragers as Paul. They encourage you on. They tell you that you can do what God has called you to do. And that was Paul. He was encouraging the people that God, who began a good work in their lives, would perfect it until the day of Christ. We know that Paul lived his life kneeling at the altar of Christ from number six, his love for the people. Verses 7 and 8 states, "For it is only right for me to feel this way about you all, because I have you in my heart, since both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of grace with me. For God is my witness how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus." Paul loved the people that he served, and more importantly, he loved his Savior, and this enabled him to love the people that he served. We know that Paul lived his life kneeling at the altar of Christ from number seven, his love and concern for the people's growth. In verses 9 through 11, it states, "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent, in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ, having been filled with the fruit of righteousness, which comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God." Paul wanted to see them learn truth and grow in truth, and also to grow in love. We know that Paul lived his life kneeling at the altar of Christ from number eight, how he viewed his circumstances. Paul recognized God's work in and through his circumstances. He witnessed firsthand how God used them as a tool for the furtherance of the gospel. Verses 12 through 14 states, "Now I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, so that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the whole Patriarch and Guard and to everyone else, and that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear." First of all, that we notice in this passage that it was important to Paul for others to know the truth. He wanted to point them to really what was happening. He did not want them to focus on the circumstances. He wanted them to focus on how the circumstances were used for the furtherance of the gospel. Paul explained how God had taken his circumstances and had used them. He states on in, I think, like verse 14, "And that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear." Listen, Paul viewed his circumstances through the lens of Christ. And this is a reflection that he knelt at the altar of Christ, that he stayed in connection with Jesus to be able to look at those circumstances through the eyes of Christ. We know that Paul lived his life kneeling at the altar of Christ from number nine, from how he viewed his own life. Look at we're going to read verses 19 through 21. "For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that I will not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness, Christ will even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Another time Paul is speaking, we go to Acts chapter 20, verses 22 through 24, and Paul says, "And now behold, bound by the Spirit, I am on my way to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit solemnly testifies to me in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions await me. But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. He did not count his life as dear to himself, so he could finish his course and the ministry which he received from the Lord Jesus." Listen, Paul not only lived to kneel at the altar of Jesus, he lived to die to himself on it as well. I'm going to say that one more time. Paul not only lived to kneel at the altar of Jesus, he lived to die to himself on it as well. Romans 12, chapter 12, verses 1 through 2 states, "Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." Paul knew what it was like to present one's life as a living sacrifice, because he did just that. As we come to a close, I want to read a prayer by John Wesley that has been so impactful to my own personal life. It goes like this. "I put myself wholly into thy hands. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed for thee, or laid aside for thee, or trodden underfoot for thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and heartily resign all to thy pleasure and disposal." So in closing, I ask you today, at whose altar are you kneeling? Are you kneeling at the altar of past offenses? Just going over and over in your mind things that maybe someone has done toward you, an offense they have brought toward you, and you've just really struggled with forgiving. Are you kneeling at an altar of bitterness, of hatred? Are you kneeling at an altar of confusion? Are you kneeling at an altar of worry, or are you kneeling at the altar of Jesus? At whose altar are you kneeling? Your life and my life will reflect the answer to that question. Father, thank you so much for this, the passage in Philippians. Thank you for what you have taught us through this passage. Father, may we present ourselves as a living sacrifice, just as Paul did, and live kneeling at your altar, trusting you with our lives and all that concern our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Entrusted Hope Podcast. We pray today's teaching brought you hope and comfort in God's truth and in His love. For more information on Entrusted Hope Ministries, visit our website at entrustedhopeministries.org. Have a blessed day, and thank you again for listening to Entrusted Hope Podcast, an outreach of Entrusted Hope Ministries. Copyright Entrusted Hope Ministries. All rights reserved. No portion of this content may be reproduced in any form without permission from Entrusted Hope Ministries.